Well, it's Wednesday, December 15th, and I was putting this update out as a red alert. It basically follows the comments yesterday, which noted that there is a significant delay between the reporting of cases and when the cases actually begin to spread. That's because the reporting requires samples to be identified, sent to a lab, do at least some sequencing or some testing, and then report that out. And a virus that appears to be doubling every 2 days, a delay of a week or two can make a significant difference. The reason I'm doing this update is because of the situation at Cornell University in Ithaca in upstate New York. They have issued their own red alert and have closed the campus down because they have 903 positives on campus, and many of them have tested positive for the S-drop assay. Just as a reminder, the S-drop assay is a PCR test directed at the spike gene, and it targets the region that is deleted in the Omicron variant. It's position 69 and 70. That same deletion was present in the Alpha variant. And there's been data that's come out previously to show that even though this deletion can be in some delta, that in general the level is relatively low, and most of the cases that have the deletion will end up being the Omicron variant. The fact that it has spread so quickly in the university is also indirectly suggesting that this is the Omicron, and a high percentage of the PCR testing on campus was positive for this S dropout signal. Upstate New York has had a fairly high level of activity in coronavirus even before Omicron, so it'll be useful to have a full confirmation that this spike in S dropouts and spike in cases are due to Omicron, but the likelihood is very high. The university is shutting down campus. They've delayed graduation services, and they are taking this situation quite seriously. It is worth noting that 97% of the population in the student population has been vaccinated, and a very high number of those that have been vaccinated have also received a booster. And in spite of those precautions, there were 903 positives over a 1 week period ending 2 days ago. So this is an example of what is likely to be repeated many times over. The virus spreads very efficiently. In this case, the students who had been vaccinated and been boosted and generally thought that they would be protected from this virus. And this virus has 30 mutations in the spike gene, many of which are regions that avoid counteract immune responses, including those responses that were generated by the vaccine.